Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 13th of January 2011. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll cover some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full, see the photos, and leave a comment at www.europealacarte.co.uk. Inka has written about the Dolmabahçe Palace in Istanbul. It's the largest palace in Turkey, built by Sultan Abdülmehmet between 1843 and 1856. It cost 35 tons of gold and 14 tons in the form of gold leaf to gild the ceilings. In addition, the entrance hall is illuminated by the world's largest bohemian crystal chandelier, which was a gift from Queen Victoria. Baroque, Rococo and neoclassical styles are combined with Turkish Ottoman features to create a unique building. The palace is surrounded by gardens, overlooking the Bosphorus on a site which originally served as public gardens, a fact which the name Dolmabahçe, full garden in Turkish, is derived. The palace was the administrative centre of the last Ottoman sultans and became the presidential summer residence of Atatürk, who died here in 1938. Whereas you can stroll around other museums and monuments at your leisure in Istanbul, Dolmabahçe Palace can only be viewed on a guided tour. The tour leads you around the most important sections of the palace, and you can admire works of art as well as the marvellous palace carpets. Kimberly has written about the amazing views from the Eagle's Nest in Eze, France, just a short distance from Nice after a dramatic and spectacular drive along the Moyenne-Corniche road that alone makes the trip worthwhile, lies the charming medieval town of Eze. At 470 metres above sea level, the village is frequently referred to as the Eagle's Nest. It's a perfect perched village with breathtaking views down below to the beautiful coastline. It's easy to get here by bus on a day trip from Nice. The number 82 bus leaves Nice bus station and it only takes around 20 minutes to get to Eze village. Marcus has written about Vasaloppet, cross-country skiing with kings in Sweden. Vasaloppet is a 90-kilometre ski race in Mora, which takes place every February and has done since 1922. The race is supposed to follow the path that Gustav Vasa took as he raised a rebellion to take the throne from the Danish king back in 1520. While the route may not be exactly the same, it's easy to play along. The course has been declared a nature reserve, meaning that a strip of land 90 kilometres long and 10 metres wide is protected. It's an incredibly competitive race. People train all year round. You'll even see people during the summer on cross-country ski equipment designed for asphalt, because you need to keep in trim all year for it, I think. Luckily, the race organisers recognise the intensity that may come after having to sprint 90 kilometres on cross-country skis. There's also an open class where you can follow the path of the race but not actually have to take part in the race. So that sounds a better idea for the not-so-fit and not-so-competitive amongst us. Thomas recommends that you get some bargains at the Paris January sales. There are many sales all throughout the French capital called Sold by Paris or Sales by Paris all throughout January, and the city has produced various shopping itineraries, 5 different itineraries for different styles: select, trendy, creative, bobo chic, and ethic ethnic. Goodness knows what bobo chic is, but there you go. I'm sure the French know what they're talking about when it comes to style. So if you fancy a trip to Paris, this could be a good time to get your bargains. Thanks for listening to the Europe à la carte podcast.